Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a Senate hearing on Ukraine just now, and I thought that Rand Paul had reached the depths of degradation for a Republican senator, but I was wrong. He exceeded himself and he went lower. This guy should not be in the Senate. A number of them shouldn't be in the Senate. Josh Hawley shouldn't, Ted Cruz, these kinds of people. But Rand Paul was questioning Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State. And he just went with Putin's talking points. He blamed NATO for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And he said that Russia was justified in the invasion because Ukraine had been part of Russia, as he said, in the Soviet Union. And by that, he misspoke. He didn't mean it was part of Russia, but he meant that Russia controlled it. And then back when Montenegro, for instance, put in for NATO membership, Rand Paul voted against it. John McCain, at the time he was alive, said, Rand Paul is working for Russia. This is John McCain. What's going on? For one thing, I would scrutinize, I'd have a grand jury convened and scrutinize Rand Paul's contributions. Where do they come from? You know, now after Citizens United, there's a lot of dark money that can come through and they don't have to reveal where it came from. But there is a law that makes it a felony to get a contribution from a foreign country or a foreign individual. In this particular case, what would induce a senator from Kentucky, for Pete's sake, from Kentucky, to say these things? Say Ukraine is part of Russia, Soviet Union, we should not interfere. Now, a couple of things that really go beyond this, Rand Paul is also the guy. Remember, in the Senate, one vote can hold things up forever. In the 19th century, it could have held it up forever. Now, they have such a high opinion of themselves. A lot of these guys, they sit around, they think like they're senators in the Roman Senate in the 3rd century or something. They have togas, they lie on a velvet couch, and somebody, you know, feeds grapes into their mouth. I mean, they have pretty high opinion of themselves. And many of them are lazy as hell, and many of them do no work, and they are hairballs clogging the drain. That's what's happening with many of them. Now, Rand Paul is one. They, to satisfy their vanity and ego, they have a deal where one senator can go, nah, let's just hold off on that. And that is how 4 of our ambassadors didn't get confirmed for months and months and months while things were deteriorating. Even our ambassador to NATO and the EU didn't get confirmed, until finally there was so much pressure that they let him through. The individual at the State Department in charge of Afghanistan didn't get confirmed, and then we were trying to withdraw troops from Afghanistan at the time. The individual in charge of Iran and the negotiations didn't get confirmed. The Republican Party is injuring America to injure Biden. That's what they're doing. And Rand Paul takes it to the nth degree. During the last launching of missiles by Iranian-backed people from Lebanon and the Gaza Strip in Israel, more than 4,000 missiles sent, more than 4,000. And Iran is working on guided missiles, so the next time they would be targeting buildings. Israel has the Iron Dome that we provided, and they were able to fend off most of these missiles. So Rand Paul goes, no, I'm not going to vote to replenish those defensive weapons, opening up the country, our ally, to destruction by Iran. Rand Paul is not an American. I don't care where he was born. Yeah, I'm sure he has citizenship. He is a traitor to our country. And I know Kentucky. I had relatives that lived in Louisville. Good state. I served in the Navy with guys from Kentucky. Excellent guys, excellent shipmates. Excellent military men. However, there's a sickness down there that will vote for Rand Paul. And his name isn't Rand Paul, by the way. He was originally Randy Paul. So his wife said, you know, Randy sounds like a really weak name. Why don't you chop off the Y, Rand Paul? That sounds, and it also is the name of Ayn Rand, who is the right-wing novelist that a lot of people on the right say, you know, they don't read, by and large, most of them, but they'll claim they read Ayn Rand because she stood for capitalism. And Ayn Rand was born in Russia. She came to this country when she was 12 years old. The stuff she wrote was she thought she understood Nietzsche and she misunderstood him, didn't read him carefully enough, didn't have the brains to read him, wrote stupid stuff. You can read the stuff. And so everybody goes, oh, Ayn Rand. Oh, Rand Paul. He must like Ayn Rand. This is how sick. Hey, so, Kentucky, listen to me. Read a book. Read a book. Read Nietzsche. And then figure out what Ayn Rand did wrong. Why don't you read some other book? Maybe a lot of books. A lot of books. This kills me. This kills me. This slays me, this guy. And he's saying this stuff, sticking up for Russia. This is like Tucker Carlson. And he has high ratings, not because people agree with him, but they like to see a train wreck in motion. They like to see absolute poor state degradation. And some of them probably do agree with him. People know no history. What Blinken should have said, what Blinken said what to him was, just because Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union, doesn't give Russia, now that they're free, the license to invade them. That's true, just like Poland. Yeah, how about this, Blinken and Paul? Ukraine used to be part of Russia only because it was part of Poland in 1795, and Russia invaded with Prussia and Austria and divvied it up and stole it from Poland. They stole it from Poland. Ukraine is closer to Poland than Russia. In 1917, Poland got independent again. Then the Nazis took over. And then the Russians and the Nazis had a pact to give Russia Poland. Russia has gotten its territory through theft, not through its degraded culture. And now Ukraine's free again. And the fact that it was part of the Soviet Union is only because of conquest and theft. Okay? And Rand Paul down in Kentucky hasn't read many books. And he better start reading some. He's going to shoot his mouth off. And the people in Kentucky, come on, at some point, you do a guy like this. You know, look, Hawley, you know Hawley? And then Hawley from Missouri, Cotton from Arkansas. These guys put holds. Hawley put holds on the NSA appointments and the State Department appointments until Biden fired Blinken and Sullivan. I mean, this punk from Missouri, couldn't find work in any other state. He probably couldn't find work in Missouri if he weren't in politics. What, he gets reelected? What's happening in Missouri? What's happening in Arkansas? Hey, guys, we all served together in the Navy, guys. I know who you are. Good guys. Look, get with the program here. Let's put some Americans in the Senate. I don't care. You say you want a Republican? Go ahead. Put in a Republican. Put in an American. Put in an American who will stand up for our country, stand up against the Russian mafia, stand up against jihad, and stand up against China. And the present guys you have in there, Randy Paul, Josh Hawley, and Tom Cotton, are no good. They're no good. And they're not representing you. They're not representing the United States. And we don't want them and their kind. We do not want them and their kind. So there you have it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.